Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing I Want My Ex Back for Christmas. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing I Want My Ex Back for Christmas. So if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, I generally suggest that you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. However, there are exceptions to the rule, and I'm going to discuss one such exception today. At this stage, I just want to say that I will be doing Christmas support podcasts on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 2019. These podcasts will only be available on my Patreon. The link to my Patreon is in the description. Okay, so let's get back to the exception of the rule. This is an idea for people to consider who were dumped more than 6 months ago. It is for people who haven't been blocked and haven't been told to stop contacting their ex. This is for people who haven't already been ignored when they have attempted a grand gesture. This should only be considered if you aren't aware of your ex being in a new relationship. If you are someone that this fits with, then I believe you have a one-off opportunity to send a message to your ex on Christmas Day. As I said at the start of the podcast, this is an exception to the rule. In most instances, if you've been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back, then I suggest that you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. This is a very rare and unique exception to the rule, and you need to make sure you tick all of the boxes before you even consider doing this. So I'm going to go through them again and go them into a little bit more depth so you can see if this applies to you. So first of all, this is an idea for people to consider who were dumped more than 6 months ago. The reason for this is that you need the dust to settle. If you've been dumped and it's been less than 6 months, then things could quite easily be up in the air. Emotions could still be whirling around. And more importantly, there is still a very good chance that if you use my version of the no contact rule, that you will hear from your ex again. And you are in a much better position if your ex reaches out to you. I've known people hear from their ex up to a year later after the breakup when they've used my version of the no contact rule. So anything less than 6 months, it is certainly still possible that you are going to hear from your ex the natural way. Now, admittedly, from 6 months onwards, the chances do decrease. And that is why I believe that if it's been about 6 months or longer, then you are within the remit of considering sending this message that I'm going to explain to you in more detail shortly. So let's now move on to the second point, and that is, it is for people who haven't been blocked and haven't been told to stop contacting their ex. Well, this is a bit more obvious. If you've been blocked, then don't try and be clever and contact them a different way where they might not have blocked you. because that is not going to help your cause. If you've been told, don't ever contact me again, then you need to respect this. Firstly, it shows that you're not respecting their decision if you now contact them. Secondly, it shows you as needy and as low value. And thirdly, you could get in trouble with the law. You don't know how upset they might be if you contact them after they've blocked you or after they've told you not to contact them again. And you could get in trouble with the authorities. You don't want that. There is still every chance that your ex might change their mind one day, but that has to be their decision. It is certainly a lot less likely if they've blocked you and you really want to be focusing on moving forward with your life, but you just never know what the future holds. But certainly do not send this message if you have been blocked or if you have been told to stop contacting them. Now let's look at the next point, and that is, this is for people who haven't already been ignored when they attempted a grand gesture. So a grand gesture is something that some people do after they've been dumped, and that is they might buy their ex a gift, they might get them some flowers, it could be something really elaborate to try to showcase their love. Anything like that is counted as a grand gesture. And grand gestures very rarely work. This is mainly due to the fact that you are in essence trying to buy your ex, okay? You are trying to bribe them with a gift. And you might not think you're doing that, but ultimately you're saying to them subconsciously, please ignore your feelings, please ignore the reason you dumped me, and look at this lovely gift. It is very rare that a grand gesture will get your ex back, and if it does, often it's out of pity, and not long after, your ex will dump you again. So, if you've tried a grand gesture, and your ex has just not responded, or they've said, why have you sent this, or they've just not been happy about it, most likely they probably just ignored it, okay? Then you should not send this message, because you've done a grand gesture, it's not worked, you do not want to pester your ex. Now, the final point, which is again quite an obvious one, this should only be considered if you aren't aware of your ex being in a new relationship. So if you know your ex is now with someone else, then you should not send this message, because in my opinion, it's disrespectful, and again, it comes across as low value and a little shady. You know, I'm just not interested in that type of thing. And hence, if you know your ex is with somebody else, even if you think it's probably a rebound or they're not good for them, then you should not send this message. But let's now imagine that you've heard everything that I've just said and you think, you know what, I still fit with this. Everything's perfect. I really fit the bill. You know, what do I do? Well, I suggest that on Christmas Day, you use this as an opportunity to send them one message, wishing them a happy Christmas and tagging on the end a short question, such as asking how they are, asking how their Christmas has gone, asking if they have any nice plans for New Year, just a short, simple, friendly question. This technique can only be used once. If you don't receive a reply, then you shouldn't contact your ex again unless you hear from them first. So this is a one-off opportunity, and you should only use this opportunity if you are emotionally stable and you can accept the fact that you will quite possibly not hear back from them. You know, you need to go into this where you're sending the message and then you've got plans for your Christmas, plans for New Year, and you know you're going to be fine if you don't hear back from them. You do not want to be doing this if you're then looking at your phone and thinking, oh, when are they going to send a message? I'm feeling really desperate and now it's ruined my Christmas. You know, don't do it, okay? Your mental health comes first. You need to be spending time with your loved ones, your friends, your family. Do not let this ruin your Christmas. Do not let this ruin your year, your new year. Do not let this put you back, okay? Because you probably made a lot of progress in the 6 months or more that you've been apart. You should not let this put you back in your emotional state. Only consider doing this if you can cope with your ex not responding, because there is a good chance that they won't. It is a shot in the dark. It is just a last chance saloon. But it is only a last chance saloon from your perspective, because as much as I say you should never contact them again if you don't hear from them, you never know if you'll hear from them about something else, okay? Stranger things have happened. You might send this Merry Christmas message and not hear anything from them, but then in March, they might message you randomly. Okay, these things sometimes happen, but you need to respect the fact that they might not want to reply. And if they don't, you need to move forward with your life, and you need to go through self-improvement, and you need to be looking at new opportunities in the new year of how you can progress with yourself as a person and all of the opportunities that come with self-improvement. So please don't do this if you're going to get hung up on the answer. You know, you might get a reply, but it might be negative. Again, you know, you've got to be prepared for that. And if they say something rude to you, or if they say don't message me again, then just respect it. Probably the best advice is not to send anything back. You know, certainly don't get into an argument with them. However, if you get a positive response back, this is where you can slowly but surely start to rebuild your connection. So you've sent them a Merry Christmas message, you've asked them a basic question. If you get a response back where they answer the question, then that gives you the remit to send another message. You know, you might want to wait an hour or so, but you don't necessarily want to do it instantly. Give them some space. But you could send them another message. Make sure it's upbeat, friendly, positive. Do not be negative. Make sure you're not quizzing them. Make sure you're not sounding aggressive or upset or despondent. You need to promote yourself as a happy person. If they ask you how your life is, don't say you're really sad. Don't say that you miss them unless they say that they miss you first. If they ask you how you are, say you're doing great. Tell them about things that you're doing. You need to be giving the idea to your ex that you are living a positive life now, that you're emotionally stable, that you're moving forward, that you're mixing with friends, that you're mixing with family, that you're mixing with new people. You know, ideally, you will have new things that you've done since you was with your ex, and hence if they ask you about your life, you've got new things to talk about. But just use your common sense, go with the flow. If they reply but don't ask you a question, then you probably still have scope to ask them something else. You know, but again, don't be asking them about their private life. Don't say, are you single? You know, don't be asking things which are going to cause arguments or debate. You want to be putting something which is carefree, which is fun, which is funny. You know, something which is positive. And that is where you can slowly start to rebuild communication again, to the point of where at some stage you might ask if you'd like a phone call and ideally a meet, but that is far in the future. Take your time and just understand how the situation is. Ordinarily, I suggest that you move through the communication levels quite quickly. You know, 5 to 10 messages, then ask for a phone call or meet even, if that is how it's feeling. But you know, this could be slower. If it feels like it's going well, then of course move through the communication levels. But if it feels a little bit slower, then take your time. You know, maybe it's going to be more 10-20 messages before you get in a positive vibe and you actually ask them whether they'd like to speak on the phone or meet up at some stage. You have to use your common sense. You know your ex better than me, but I know better than you probably how important it is to come across as positive and to come across as somebody that they want to spend time with. So don't act needy, desperate, or sad. You know, don't be emotional, be positive. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you realize the importance of making sure that you tick all of these boxes. Don't consider doing this unless you really do fit the scope that I've described to you, because otherwise you could be risking ruining things forever. You never know, your ex might be just about to text you first. You know, maybe you've been split up a month and you're thinking, well, should I just do this anyway? No, don't do this, because there's a good chance they'll message you. And if they don't, it's not been long enough. You know, you really need to let things go at their natural pace. But if you have been broken up with for over 6 months and you fit the other things that I've said, then I do believe you have the remit to send this one-off message. If they don't reply, then you go back to my normal advice that you never contact them again unless they contact you first. So I'm just going to end by reminding you with what I said towards the start of a podcast. And I want to let you know that I will be doing Christmas support podcasts on both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day 2019. These podcasts will only be available on my Patreon. The link to my Patreon is in the description. So I hope you've had a great day today. And I want you to push forward, feeling positive, going into Christmas, going into the new year. Because trust me, 2020 can be a better year than 2019 was if you are focused and if you are moving forward.